Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts.
The WeatherTech Sports Car Championship on IMSA Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our live sound and vision here on IMSA Radio and IMSA TV. Lovely to have your company as we are getting ready for qualifying here in the Ford Performance Global Broadcast Centre. The Ford Mustang Dark Horse will be pacing the field at Talladega on Sunday, celebrating the 60th birthday of the original pony car. Let's head to my two co-commentators this weekend. Our CrowdStrike pit lane reporter Shea Adam is with us, and Jeremy Shaw, as always, as well. Jeremy, it's super important here to get a good starting position. We'll have the 17 GTD cars first of all. And the big question here is, who's got the tyres? And on Saturday, who will change the tyres? But before then, we've got to set the grid.
Yeah, we have. And I'm excited about it too, John. You know, it's unless your name happens to be Sebastian Bourdais, it's generally pretty difficult to overtake here at Long Beach. He's the one exception to the rule, as he's shown many times in the past in a bunch of different cars too. But yeah, track position is important, everybody will want to start up front in this race, not only because of that, but also because it's the Grand Prix of Long Beach and it's one of the biggest racing events in North America.
And that share adds just a little bit more spice into what is going on here. In the first two practice sessions, there's been barely anything to split the field. Stephen McAleer jumped into the Gradient Racing Acura late on in that last session and went from last to first. Sheena Monk's been struggling this weekend, not working with her usual mentor, Catherine Legg, who is not going to be with the team for the rest of the season. But what a great last session by Brendan Arrib for Inception Racing in the McLaren. He got a really good lap.
He did, and Brendan was making reparations, if you will, after going into the tires in the first practice session in turn one, could not engage the car in reverse and actually caused a red flag. So for Brendan to bounce back and set what was at the time the second quickest time of the session, very, very good showing. But could we be seeing perhaps a Lamborghini getting a pole position? Because both Danny Formal and Misha Goikberg, the two drivers who I expect to qualify, the 45 WTR Andretti Lamborghini and the 78 Forte Racing Lamborghini, respectively, they were very quick throughout the course of that session as well. So it's kind of all to play for. And the biggest question is who's going to be qualifying the cars, because we don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point, Shea, because we've got a set of GTD qualifiers here where there are choices this weekend.
You no longer have to qualify your silver or bronze rated driver in GTD. It's wide open. So do you take the chance like we saw Heart of Racing do last year? They had Marco Sorensen qualify the car. He got pole position in what was the biggest gap that we have ever seen in GTD, by the way, first to second over Frankie Montecalvo, more than half a second between the two of them. But their gamble did not pay off. They came in at the first available opportunity, yep, put Roman De Angelis in the car. But it wasn't enough for the win. It was good enough for second.
Only second. All right, time to fire up the cameras for the first time this weekend as we go live in sound and vision.
The WeatherTech Sports Car Championship on IMSA Radio.
Oh, we love being on the streets of Long Beach. It might only be 2 miles around one of the shorter tracks we go to, but it's got one of the longest histories of racing. In fact, it is the longest road race in the US, not necessarily for sports cars, but they've been here for, well, consecutively from the ELMS years for since 2008, maybe even before that, I think, actually, when I think back to where we have come from here. We're on the West Coast. It is Long Beach, just down the road from LAX, which is actually quite a long time when you have to fight the traffic, just under 2 miles and 11 different corners. 2007 from ELMS, 2006 for Grand Am, as far as the sports cars are concerned. Action areas, well, turn one, then around the back of the fountain. Turn six is a bit of a sticky one as well. And then down at the braking area, turn nine, very bumpy there. And of course, there's always potential for disaster at the hairpin at turn 11, that long sweeping front straight down shoreline through the first corner. And we're just moments away from 2 15-minute sessions here on the streets. Thank you very much indeed if you are just joining us. It's great to have your company, whether you're here at the track or further afield. And we're not just on RS2 and IMSA Radio at the moment. We're not just on imsaradio.com and imsatv.com. We're on YouTube as well, on the official YouTube page of IMSA. Let's check in with Shea Adam, our CrowdStrike pit lane reporter for the season. Shea, what news do you have from us from those early sessions? Are we going to get all 17 cars out in this GTD part of the session?
I believe we will. And there has been even more work that has gone on for the KPM Mercedes. It has been saged. It has had all of the blessings put over the car, and all the demons have hopefully been banished from this machine. So in the internecine period of time when they were working on repairing what was left side damage to the car, suspension damage, when Mick Grenier went into turn nine and missed the apex, unfortunately wound up in the wall, some crew members went out and they found a shop that sold some crystals and some herbs to try and solve the problems of the car. So hopefully we will be seeing that Mercedes troubling the top of the charts once again. Not sure if it'll be Mick qualifying, because he has done every qualifying so far this season, but Mike Skeen was the only driver to turn representative laps in the first practice session, and he had 13 of them.
It is California, after all, Shea. Absolutely right. Get your chakra realigned whilst you wait is something that I saw when I was in California once that made me giggle just a tiny bit. We'll get with Jeremy Shaw in just a moment or two. If you had to put money down, Shea, where would it go? We saw that the Gradient Acura in the hands of Stephen McAleer, who's replaced Cat Leg for the rest of the season. That was quick in the last session. Where do you reckon?
I love progression. So I'm really, really hoping that the number 78 Forte Racing Lamborghini allows Loris Spinelli to qualify the car, because our pole sitters in the GTD class, 2017 Brian Sellers, 2021 and 2022 Madison Snow, 2023 Marco Sorensen. So alphabetically, the next pole sitter should be Loris Spinelli. But realistically, and thinking about it after we've seen the practice session, I think it's going to be pretty hard to wrench away a pole position for the first time from Danny Formel.
Shea Adam with me, John Heindorf, in the Ford Performance Global Broadcast Center. The 60th anniversary of the Ford Mustang this week. Happy birthday to the original pony car. We're about to get underway with the different sounds as well as the different sights of the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Aston Martin, you name it, we've got it. And it is time to go and qualify on the streets of Long Beach. and the cars are getting underway. Don't break the line as you come out of the pits, because that will completely and utterly ruin your day. Race control have been very clear about where and when you can get across the line, and that is not at all, to be quite honest. So out we go, the first cars out, the number 57 Winward AMG not showing well in the early parts of free practice. Behind that it is the, now is that the, is that car sitting behind the 120, that is, that is sitting behind it, Adam Adelton for Wright Motorsport. So the 57 is Russell Ward, who's qualifying the Winward Racing car. He's already on Seaside at the moment. And who else is qualifying? Let me go through them. Frankie Montecalvo for the number 12 Lexus. Roman De Angelis for the 27 Heart of Racing Aston. Elias Sabo, welcome back, Flying Lizards Motorsport with their Aston Martin. Mick Grenier, who put the car on the wall fairly substantially for KPM, caught off Preston Motorsports. He's back out. Albert Costa Balboa for Conquest in the Ferrari, number 34. Jarrett Andretti for Andretti's Porsche in the 43 car. Danny Formalquick in that final session for the Lamborghini Huracan. Gianmarco Levorato for Protan and the Ford Mustang, the 55 car. Sheena Monk going out for Gradient. Brendan Arebe for Inception in the number 70 McLaren. Misha Goikberg for Forte. Kerong Lee for MDK Motorsports in their Porsche. Parker Thompson for Vassar Sullivan in the 89. That's the second of two GTD Lexus. They've fiddled with their drivers and swapped them around, so they've got two GTD eligible cars. And the 89 is a tribute, an homage, if you will, to 1989, the first year that Lexus sold cars. BMW have Patrick Gallagher and Turner Motorsport 96. And that, those are your drivers, just waiting for Ori, for Darling to go out. Is it Ori? Yes, it is, in the Chevrolet Corvette. So we have everybody out on the track, bar Sheena Monk at the moment. Let's see if it is Sheena or Stephen that goes out. At IMSA Radio on your socials if you want to get in touch with us. An absolutely perfect situation for qualifying at the moment. Late afternoon here in California. It's 18 degrees in the air, 35 on the track. So that is pretty much, as I say, perfect conditions here. That's 95 on track and 64. It's been about 64 in the air all day today. It was a couple of 3 degrees cooler than that. We got up to 117 on the track, but that's dropped back just a little bit. Shea Adam joining us now. We're seeing the first laps being turned.
We've got some very interesting decisions that have been made, some gauntlets that have been thrown down by certain teams. Heart of Racing, despite the fact that starting their pro last year did not result in the win, have elected to go that way once again, with Roman qualifying the car, Mick Grenier qualifying the 32 Mercedes for KPM. That's not a surprise. This is also getting him some laps, which he hasn't had yet this weekend. So this is a good opportunity for him to get to know the car. The other one that really surprised me is Albert Costa Balboa qualifying the car. Neither he nor Manny Franco has raced here before, but I don't know that Manny Franco has actually ever raced on a street course before. So they're going to be throwing him in for the end of the race. He's going to be amongst the sharks in this race. So that's a big move for the Ferrari team.
So let's follow some of the laps here as Conquest goes to the top. 121.2. That is quite easily. Well, that's, you're going to have to be quicker than that, Shea, aren't you? Quite honest.
Yeah, quite a bit. a record from last year in the GTD category, 117.811. So we've got still a solid 2 seconds to find before we're into a pull time.
And there's Misha Goitberg going through. Now, Misha was good in the last session as well, Shay.
He was, but he didn't string it all together over the course of one lap. He did a purple sector three, which was fastest overall, one lap. Another lap, he did a personal best sector two, but he never managed to get the whole package in one fell swoop.
Gianmarco Liverato goes to the top for a moment in the Mustang. Now Russell Ward, who was one of the first out for Windward Racing, 119. This is starting to get a little more impressive.
Especially considering he's never been here before.
We have a few rookies here this weekend in this category and in the GTP. Sheena Monk, or at least Gradient Racing, has still not come onto the track here. This is a bold strategy from the 66 crew.
I'm wondering if they're saving tires, John, because they don't have to qualify. And if you know you're not going to be up at the front. No, there she is. She is on track, so her transponder must not be working.
Ah, good point.
Unless that was the Andretti Porsche that I saw. Let me check the tracker. The Andretti Porsche.
I'm not seeing the 66. Yeah, definitely not seeing the 66. So, Roman De Angelis to the top now with an 18.3. Time's coming down very quickly. We've mentioned this in our earlier broadcast, Shay. This is a track where track evolution is absolutely, well, it's probably the track over the whole season in IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship where the track evolves quicker. And what we mean by that is as the rubber goes down, as the dirt and the rubbish and the oil and everything else from being, well, a city street gets cleared off, then the track gets quicker as the weekend goes on.
Very much so. And the track evolution accentuated by the fact that we have so many different rubber compounds being laid down by so many different series that are going to be running over the course of the weekend. So that does make a big difference as well. But this track has only gotten faster and faster throughout the day. And it will be at its peak probably in the last minute of GTP qualifying.
Lamborghini coming down the far side of the circuit at the moment, turning through turn six, dropping down the hill. Danny Fourmile to the top, 117.921, and Parker Thompson now goes to the top. What a mix of cars here we have. Lexus, Lamborghini, Aston, Mercedes, Ferrari, Mustang, BMW. That is seven different manufacturers in the top seven.
That's a great thing. It's why we love this series. And yes, those three dreaded letters, BOP, they are there as a necessary evil, but our people in charge of BOP know how to do it well. And this is proof of the pudding. We've got the Lexus at the top, but the Ferrari jumps up to second, the 296 GT3. Could this be the first pole for that car as Gianmarco Liverato has gone off? Now, did he hit something?
Don't think so. Coming out of five, isn't it, Chair?
It is. And that was a good flick spin, actually, for Gianmarco to get it back pointed in the right direction and to continue on. And now he's done a good job in qualifying so far as well. P6 for the Mustang.
So I think he just looped that completely in that Mustang, the light blue car. Yeah, exactly so. Didn't even hit the inside curb. Parker Thompson faster again next time around, a 17.3. Danny Fourmile has had an issue, and that number 45 car is in the runoff, I think, at turn one, as he's gone long there and now continues. So he's managed to get through and move on.
I've just gotten an update from Gradient. They will not be going out in this session. They are doing an engine change. And the first time they're going to be running that will be on the recon lap for tomorrow's race.
Sorry, say that again, Shay?
Gradient Racing is doing an engine change.
Right,
they will not be going out for qualifying.
Okay. Right, so they will start from the back of the grid. That does mean they can decide who they want to put in the car as well, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you're going to start Sheena and get her to 35-minute minimum drive time and then put Stephen McAleer in for the last run.
Yeah, that's what you would expect. Hasn't been a productive couple of sessions for Sheena. Seems to have had just a little bit of problem getting dialed in this weekend. Never easy to change your teammate, particularly when you aren't the pro driver and you've been used to working with a particular person. Kat and Sheena have worked together, Catherine Legg and Sheena have worked together for over a decade now in a variety of different championships. And that's no disrespect to Stephen at all, but he was with the team solely as a driver at Daytona, and now he's going to have to take on some of the mentoring duties with Sheena.
We've got a Lexus 1-2 now as Parker Thompson still at the top, but Frankie Montecalvo only 0.2 behind his teammate, then the Ferrari of Albert Costa Balboa, and then Danny Formal in the Lamborghini. But Danny is on a personal best lap this time around. Let's see if he can find those 0.4 to pole.
Looking further down, Roman De Angelis. Patrick Gallagher just put in a faster lap for the Turner Motorsport BMW. That's as good as we've seen from that car. It's barely been in the top 10 in the first two sessions.
Very strange considering the dominance of BMW the last 2 years as a race winner. But right now, it is all about Lexus.
Lexus, front-engined rear-drive cars. Ferrari with a mid-engine car in second. Then another mid-engine car in Lamborghini. Then a front-engine car with Mercedes and Aston Martin and BMW and Mustang. Brendan Arib for McLaren and Mercedes with Winwood. That makes up the top 10. Porsche at the moment, Shea, absolutely nowhere at all with under 5 minutes to go.
No, Adam Adelson is the best of the Porsches, sitting down in 12th position, 1.3 seconds off the pace. Then we have Jared Andretti and Kyrion Lee, who's been quite a bit out to sea this weekend so far as well. He's almost 3 seconds off the pace. So Porsche not flexing their muscle as of yet. But Lamborghini and McLaren have found each other on track, and Misha Goikberg and Brendan Arib have almost broken out in their own little race.
So you are listening to RS2, IMSA Radio. Good to have your company. If you have just joined us around the world or in the US, we are live with the last minute or so of this session. There will be another lap for each of the cars at the moment. 16 of the 17 cars will be out on the track, and indeed we have all 16 of them at the moment. Jeremy Shaw joining us in the Ford Performance Global Broadcast Centre. What's going on with Porsche at the moment, Jeremy?
Yeah, seem to be struggling, don't they? They've right down at the bottom there in the positions towards the end of the pack, so that's not what they want at this stage in the qualifying session. But Lexus really stepped it up for this final session before the race, which is of course when it matters to set the grid. And you know, that lap time is significantly quicker than anything else we've seen today. The fastest time in a practice session was at 18.2 by the car that isn't actually taking part in this qualifying session. Now we're down to 17.3, so a brilliant lap there for Parker Thompson.
The unmistakable sound of the big V8s at the front of the field with the Aston Martin, the two Lexus, and then you've got the Ferrari and the Lamborghini. The V10 Lamborghini, of course, very different sound indeed. Here comes Russell Ward onto the back straight at the moment on the East Seaside. Meantime, Hart racing as we've got 6 seconds left. Parker Thompson improves his time. Now just over 2.5 tenths ahead of Frankie Montecalvo. 89 from 12 Adam Adelson is the first to see the checkered flag, then Gianmarco Leverato.
Who actually improved his time, John. He jumped up to seventh on that last lap.
Yeah, and with a 1:18.1, Roman De Angelis is putting a decent lap together. 17.7 last time around was his best. Jarrett Andretti for Porsche, 13th position at the moment. Just waiting for the last cars to come through here. Parker Thompson still out there. Frankie Montecolvo still out there. Roman De Angelis, importantly, still out there. Brendan Aree pits. Roman De Angelis pits. Doesn't feel there's any more in that car than the 1:17.7 he did last time around. Now we wait for the guys at the top of the field. There's no need for Parker Thompson or Frankie Montecalvo to complete their lap, so they dive into the pit lane. Patrick Gallagher, the last one on track for BMW, the 96 Turner car. He improved last time around and improves this time around as well and goes up to seventh position. So it was worth staying out for Patrick Gallagher, Jeremy, the last man on track. He swapped sides, at least, on row four of the grid.
Yes, he did. And, hey, look, every position could be valuable come tomorrow's race. So good for Patrick Gallagher. A really good run for him. His first, not his first time here, is it? But good effort by him. And Leverato, too, the 20-year-old Italian. You know, he's raced previously in the World Endurance Championship in the ALMS, but certainly an unknown over here. His first time on the streets. And to get inside the top 10 with that Ford that's still pretty new is a good effort by him.
Yeah, very much still finding their feet with the Ford Mustang. Hello to Alan Prosser, who I think rightly says the Aston looks an absolute beast on the streets of Long Beach. At IMSA Radio, if you want to get in touch with us. Reminder, it's a packed weekend. Hello to Damien McKinley, watching qualifying from Western Australia. Absolutely love the Long Beach Street Circuit, one of the coolest street tracks in the world. Hey, that from an Aussie. You've got some pretty good street tracks down there. Speed City Broadcasting, is there video streaming? Guys, of course there is. There always is. On YouTube, on IMSA.tv, and on IMSA Radio via the player accessed by the hamburger at the top left-hand corner. Hello to Nicole Margano. Oh, apparently we're on Peacock as well. So the NBC guys have taken the afternoon off. So, not sure. We shouldn't be on there. That should be the NBC talent. Don't worry, I'll send them a bill for my services. I'll just take what Lee Diffie gets. Easy as that. Hello to Simon P. Loving the world feed on YouTube. That's good to know that you're watching on there. We'll have that for the race as well if you're outside the US. Hello to Gert, who he says, good morning. It's 20 past two in the morning in Belgium. A wet and windy Belgium. Yeah, a little bit worried about what might happen at Spa tomorrow and Sunday. We've got three major sports car events this weekend here at Long Beach. Then, of course, as well, we've got Spa and Imola tomorrow on the Radio Show Limited network of channels. Prototype Cup kicks us off at 8:55 Central European Time, 7:55 in the morning at... now, where will that be? That will be at Spa. And then we've got Imola at 10 o'clock UK time for WEC FP3 at 1:35 UK time. Quali for WEC, and then we're back here at Long Beach tomorrow evening European time. Check RadioLeMond.com for details. And then on Sunday we've got WEC and the Spa 24 hours series race as well, so no reason to miss your favourite sports cars, and there are plenty out there at the moment. So Parker Thompson is our pole sitter, Shea Adam, and it's a 1-2 for Vassar Sullivan and Lexus.
It is, and it's the first time that Lexus has been on pole here at Long Beach. Parker Thompson, by the way, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, continuing the streak of getting lower in the alphabet for our pole sitters, so I'll take it. But for Parker, this is only his third ever attempt qualifying. He was first at Daytona, second at Sebring, and now first again at Long Beach. So he's got a perfect record of starting on the front row when he qualifies. That's pretty good for the Canadian.
And Jeremy, the third place for Conquest Racing in that beautiful Ferrari 296. Albert Costa Balboa will be delighted with that.
He certainly should be. Yeah, that's that is a fine effort. And I think that, yeah, one of the surprises there was that the Lamborghinis went a little bit quicker. 117.8, the best for Danny Formal in the number 45 car. What did you do in practice this morning? 18.3 in practice. So, you know, it's you know, there is an improvement there for Danny, but just nothing like as much as some of the other guys. I mean, he went half a second quicker in that qualifying session than everybody else. But the Lexuses in particular found you know, a massive amount of time, well over a second for Parker Thompson. His best lap in the earlier session was an 118.6, just turned a 117.3, which is, of course, a new lap record for GTD. The old record from last year for Marco Sorensen, Aston Martin, a 117.8.
At IMSA Radio, if you'd like to get in touch with us, remember every IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship qualifying session is all free, no subscription required, whether you're in the States or further afield. We always do that on IMSA.tv or via the player at IMSAradio.com as well. Hello to Matt at Horty Hawkins. Friday night off, which means I can watch quality for IMSA and carry on learning the French language again. Ooh, la la. Courage, mon brave. Jordan is asking, are there any broadcast frequencies at the track for commentary this year? Won't get to Long Beach until tomorrow morning. That is a question for the organisers. We are feeding our audio to the track PA. I presume that if there is a, I shouldn't presume, should I? But if there is a local FM, then it will be on there as well, Jordan. So better take your FM radio just in case, or otherwise you can get us on RS2, IMSA Radio via imsaradio.com. Hello to Martin Klepper, who's tuned in tonight as well from Europe. Time now for the qualifying session for the GTP. So this, in all honesty, will provide us with the pole sitter for tomorrow evening's race. And this one, Shea, is a little bit different because unlike any other qualifying session in IMSA, these cars can come in and be worked on in this 15-minute session.
Yes, but that doesn't mean you can do whatever you want to them, because remember, we saw that at Sebring and a car actually resulted in a full-on penalty, total loss of times. I think it was the 10 WTR Andretti car that suffered that penalty. You can change the tires, but you can't do any other work to the car. What they did was adjusted tire pressures of tires that were already on the car. That's not allowed. You have to take the tires off, then do it, then put them back on. So it is, you can work on the cars within reason, but I've got some intel on who we've got in the cars as far as this session is concerned. Thank you to Devin, by the way, for letting me know that the Acura drivers in the red one, the one that won Sebring, Colton Herta, Jordan Taylor, and Louis Delatraz, the trio winning at Sebring, it is Jordan Taylor who's going to be doing qualifying here today. Jordan does not have a pole at this track, but his brother has two. Ricky, however, will not be qualifying the number 10, the sister car, that's the blue one. Instead, that's going to be last year's pole sitter, Philippe Albuquerque, behind the wheel. We've got Nick Yellowly behind the wheel of the number 25 BMW. How do I know that? Well, because on every social media post that they have put up, it has been practices, driver changes, Yellowly to DeFilippi, never the other way around. And they were trying to get that number down below 15 seconds because that's what they're anticipating for their pit stop time. The last of the drivers that we have confirmed, Dane Cameron, is aboard the number 7 Porsche Penske Motorsport machine.
Thank you, Shea. I'll give you the guys, the other guys who are driving as soon as they go out. Hello, Turbo Lag, doing Canada proud. Nice job for Parker Racing. That is, of course, Parker Thompson, who has snagged pole position. Love watching free quali streaming on the big TV. Thank you to IMSA Radio and IMSA TV. Turbo, you don't tell us where you are. I presume you are in north of the border. Yes, you are. I've just checked there on your feed. At IMSA Radio, if you want to get in touch with us. Right, they're rolling out. It is Jimmy Bruni in the Proton Porsche 963. Nick Tandy in the number six car. So five is Jimmy Bruni, six Nick Tandy, seven is Dane Cameron, 10 is Ricky Taylor, 31 people, Durrani, 40 Jordan Taylor, Timon van der Helm in the 85, the bright yellow JDC Porsche. Still waiting for the two BMWs to go out. Got the two Acuras together going down the backside of the circuit into turn at number nine. Now, this isn't, Jeremy, a drafting circuit, but you will get an advantage if you're following another car down the front straight and the back straight.
Yeah, you will. There is certainly a bit of the slipstream that will be available there, particularly down Shoreline Drive. I think it's going to be really, really tight, this. So the odd hundredth here and there might even make a difference.
It will make a difference. It will make a difference, Jeremy. You know it will. So let's see how they bring these softer compound Michelin tyres up into the temperature and pressure range. We've not seen these tyres since Daytona, when they were an option. Unusually, it's Daytona is the only place where we get two tyre options. Everywhere else is one. That was because we were expecting cold temperatures overnight. It didn't happen, so they didn't get used in the race. But they were used at the Raw and some of the free practice sessions. So let's see what these drivers, all pro drivers, do in this session. We're already down to 12 minutes to go. Still waiting for... No, the BMW's just gone out. And it's Philippe Eng in the 24, Nick Yellerly in the 25. I think we knew that anyway. Mark Whitelake, hello, Mark. Every time I see the WTR Andretti Acuras, I can't help but seeing the red car and the blue car had a race. It's the Milky Way art, isn't it, Mark? Very, very much UK. Very good. Like it. Great stream, says Remco. Hello from the Netherlands. 2:30 in the morning. No way I'm missing this spectacle at IMSA Radio. Thank you for taking time out your weekend. Dim Cameron puts down at 15.5, Jeremy, early on. What do we think we'll see here in this session? Are we going to see the qualifying record broken?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's certainly going to have to improve a lot on what they've done so far today. The fastest time was set in the afternoon session by Sebastian Bourdais at 111.637. The record, well, that was 109.9 by Philip Albuquerque last year. So that's a big chunk of time they've got to find. They're certainly going to be a lot faster than they were this afternoon, for sure. They'll most definitely, I think, be in the tens. But can they break below 1 minute 10? We'll find out pretty soon.
We will. Hearing it is the 40 car has just gone out. Jordan Taylor behind the wheel of that number 40 car. Philippe Albuquerque goes to the top of the shop in the Wayne Taylor number 10 car. A 1:15.414 starting to get more interesting now. With Dane Cameron still with that 15.5. But plenty of running still to go with 10 minutes still on the clock. Shea Adam.
We still have not seen the 01 Cadillac Racing entry. Renger van de Zande and Sebastian Bourdais sharing that car. That car is qualified on the front row. or near to it the last three consecutive seasons. So really surprised to see them waiting this long into the session before even leaving the pit lane, whereas Mike Rockenfeller went in and then came straight back in. That to me is scuffing a set of tires. So now we'll see perhaps a representative lap from Rocky.
That is an advantage, Jeremy, now of being able to change tires in this session. You can scrub in a set of tires for the race and just take that release compound off the Michelins that make them a little bit slippery in the first couple of laps.
Yeah, good point, because that has been an issue with these cars since their inception at the beginning of last season. So, being able to just scuff them very slightly has been proven to be advantageous. We saw last year different strategies were playing out during the race and during qualifying. Here again, 1 year later.
Starting to get those times coming down now. A couple of 12s coming in. Philippe Albuquerque, first of all, with a 12.9. Now a 12.5 for Pipo Durrani in the red and dark grey Whelen Cadillac, the number 31 car. Hello to Dan Field. Love seeing my Lexus boy, City 1 and 2 in GTD. Yeah, but who are you supporting now in the GTP? A qualifying Daniel. Also, hello to Montague listening to IMSA Radio's coverage of Long Beach while changing a radiator hose in my driveway post-sunset. Is my automotive fandom showing? Yes, it is. It absolutely is, Montague. Good luck with the work on the car. It's Durrani by half a second from Albuquerque. No, from Dame Cameron, who slots in, just misses out on provisional pole position. And
but
Nick Tandy
going a lot quicker.
And Nick Tandy goes to the top as well. 12-2, 12-5, 12-5, 12-9. But Durrani's going to absolutely blitz that this time around. And does an 11-9, Jeremy. This is more what we expected to see.
Yep, yeah, we're still no 3/10 away from the time that was set earlier by Sebastian Bourdais this afternoon, so we're definitely going to go faster than this, but we're already, though, halfway through this session, just 7 minutes and 40 seconds and counting remaining. We've completed 5 laps now for each of the top 5 cars here, and still we've got 2 cars that haven't yet set a time. That would be, was that both? No, one of the BMWs and the number 01 car. Has it left the pits yet, by the way?
It has not. Now I'm starting to get a little bit concerned, if I'm honest. Nick Yellerly is on an outlap as well after scrubbing in a set of tyres as well, Shea.
Yeah, and he's just left the pit lane after being in for a minute and a half. I'm really getting nervous about the fact that the 01 still hasn't left the pit lane, though, because we know that Chip Ganassi Racing knows how to do well on the streets of Long Beach in IndyCar and in IMSA competition, but this is pushing it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's the red flag now. They're going to really struggle to get any sort of lap time at all, but again, Sebastian Bourdais, he's Sebastian Bourdais. We saw what he did a couple of years ago. Started from the pole, spun it away, restarted last, was ahead before the end of his first stint. Brilliant. Look, we've got some great times here. Dane Cameron got ahead of Nick Tandy very briefly there by not very much, but now Pipo Durrani has moved the goalposts again. 111.388 for car number 31.
Hello to Peter Chilton, who is watching in Aberdeen. Looking good on the big telly. Slightly envious of the weather. It was snowing when I went out for a walk along the beach at lunchtime today. Hello to those of you. Guys, I am impressed that you are staying with us. Thanks for the loyalty to IMSA in the UK and Europe. 6 minutes to go. Nick Tandy improves. So we've now got 4 cars under 72 seconds with Pipo Durrani leading by half a second from Dane Cameron. Nick Tandy half a tenth further back and Durrani's in the pits. Now, is the time to do a tyre change and send the fast Brazilian back out? I think there is.
Yes.
Cameron is on another quick one here. He's right up to the wall in turn number 8, heading down Seaside there. He's now almost to the end of the lap. Sets himself up, turns in now to that turn 8 area. My goodness, he's been very close to the wall round this early part of the track. And Cameron, Shea, go ahead.
Bourdais is out. He's on an outlap. Finally. The 0-1 has left the pit lane.
That is really, really a brinkmanship, to be honest.
And true that. And Jordan Taylor turned up into second position. Dane Cameron was going faster through the first sector, but didn't improve on that lap for car number seven. So it's still people that are on the out front and in the pit lane now with 4.5 minutes remaining. 111.388.
And he's out. That was
yep, that's fine.
Quick change.
Plenty of time. Yeah. Plenty of time, John, to do at least two warm-up laps and then a flyer at the end, at least. Jordan Taylor then having been languishing well down the order through practice, up into second position now for Acura. That's more like it for them. And then three Porsches, number 7 and 6, two Penske cars. And then Tymon van der Helm doing a nice job in the number 85 car for JDC Miller Motorsports, only 0.045 behind Nick Tandy. That's a good effort. And he's just gone purple in Sector 1. Has that car number 85, that bright yellow banana boat from JDC Miller Motorsports.
Yeah, I think there was just a slight lock up though going
this
down.
This is a great lap.
To the bottom of the hill at Turn 8. But there's still an opportunity here, and he was very close to the wall at Turn 1 as well. A golden era of sports car racing. We're in it. People say, what was the golden era? Well, we're in one now, and it's the golden hour as far as the light here on the West Coast at Long Beach. Beautiful conditions and barely any wind. Track temperature 95 Fahrenheit or 35 Celsius. Still 18 Celsius in the air. This is great for the engines, great for the Michelin tyres, and we will see some faster times than that 111.3, I'm sure, here as people are bolting on their final set of new tyres that they've been saving. They'll have one set for the race tomorrow as well, I would think. Coming to the line next will be Mike Rockenfeller in the black and gold Mustang sampling Porsche. Here he comes to the line with just under 3 to go. Rockenfeller then.
And that was planned for the Ganassi team. The timing it for 5 minutes out from the end of the session before going out for the first time. So Sebastian Bourdais, he's just turned his first flying lap. It's a 14.2, which isn't too bad. It's only it's nearly 3 seconds off the fastest time at the moment. But wow, that's really cutting it fine.
That's
if there had been or is now a full a red flag, they're going to have to start at the back of the field.
Hello to RZM Phoenix, because he's in the UK on night shift, having a break on the Port of Felix store. Tuned in. This is what sports car racing does. It pulls the whole world together. Lovely to know that you're spending part of your break with us this evening. Shea, how important is a good track position at the start of this race here at Long Beach?
It can be everything. Within the last 9 races that we've had at this track, 5 of them have been won by pole. So it does make a big difference. As Nick Yellily knows that, he is pushing the 25 BMW as hard as he possibly can. And he is now 9 thousandths of a second off the time of Pippo Durrani. But we mentioned that outlap for Seb Bourdais. That would have been good enough for pole position in 2014, 15 or 16.
0.009 between first and second, between second and third, 0.081 of a second. Albuquerque improves, Bourdais improves. Watch that number 0-1 car. Now, the problem for Bourdais now as he goes through turn one is he's in behind the number 5 of Mike Rockenfeller. And this is not what he needed here. Rockenfeller is towards the end of the performance life of his Michelin tyres, and he needs to get past this black and gold Porsche. Bourdais at the moment, I think, Jeremy, being held up by Rockenfeller as they go through turn 6.
No doubt about it. He's completely messed this up. I don't think he's going to have time to do another lap. They've just been a bad call from Ganassi Racing. On the previous lap, they should have told him to give Rockenfeller space. Where are we now? 23 seconds.
He might get it. He will get it.
It'll be within milliseconds. But Nick Yellily, brilliant. He was the 10th. Up to second position, and really good run for that to number 25 BMW. And here comes Bourdais. Yeah, okay, 8 seconds remaining. He's going to make it with 2 or 3 seconds to spare, I think.
Crosses the line. now and starts his final lap, but there's consternation on the consternation on the wall. Bourdais, we know he's good under pressure, but he's got to do it now, Shay. This is it. It's one and done from here.
And we've now got a riled up Sebastian Bourdais after being trapped behind Mike Rockenfeller for a lap. And what is more dangerous than a riled up Sebastian Bourdais? Nothing.
No, nothing at all. John E. tweets in and says, Mustang sampling, guess you better slow that Mustang down. Oh, in the wall for the Whelan Cadillac, the 31 car. Pipo Durrani on pole position. He can't afford to cause a red flag at turn eight, and he's moving again. Wow. Pole position elect at the moment with that 1:11.3, and he has got it going. But will the yellow flags have slowed down the people behind him? Here's Bourdais. Time has elapsed. He's coming through the last two corners and towards the final corner. I think he would have had that yellow flag here, Jeremy. I don't think he's going to be able to improve as he comes to the line now. He goes to third, but will that be allowed to stand because there was yellow flags out?
Well, that you want excitement? We just had excitement. That was just fantastic. But boy, that was really, really, really tight for Ganassi Racing there, for Cadillac Racing. I mean, it was what? Was it 2 or 3 seconds to spare when he crossed the line to begin that final lap? If Rocky hadn't moved over on the previous lap, then that pole position, well, he's only third on the grid. I think they thought he was going to have pole. But look, there's 0.023 of a second between the top three. That's the two Cadillacs, but sandwiching Nick Yellerly in the BMW. Fabulous stuff.
And a bent Cadillac at that on pole position as Pipo Durrani lost the rear end turning into turn eight. He got it caught, but then he realised he wasn't going to make it. Oh, have they extended the tyres there since the last time we were out? I think they have.
Since Mick.
Yeah, I think they've extended the tyres at the exit of turn eight. And then I think he went off again at turn nine. Yes, he... Oh, no, that was turn eight.
That is turn nine.
Turn nine, excuse me. That's why. That's why it looks different. So it was turn nine that people went off. And
he got going again, John, therefore, just before Bourdais came onto the scene, I think.
Right, okay. Wow. So a battered and bruised number 31 on the left front of that car. My goodness, mate. He is fortunate that there are those banded tyres at the exit there. The EMR safety team and the... IMSA Chevy safety truck there just to make sure that the tyres are in the right place. They're having a quick glance. Improving on their last laps. Philippe Albuquerque in 8th position for Wayne Taylor Racing Acura with a 1:11. Also with a 1:11. Dane Cameron in 5th position. Also with a 1:11. Nick Tandy in 4th position. And Sebastian Bourdais taking that chance and getting up to third position inside of the second row of the grid. The top eight cars separated by half a second. And in fact, the top nine cars separated by 6/10. And Pipo Durrani trying to put the number one, the first position marker over the top of the damage so it doesn't show on the left hand side. Oh my goodness, very, very good indeed for that that qualifying session. And Jeremy Shaw, Pipo Durrani with another pole position.
Yeah, that was pretty stout. Good for him. I mean, you need a bit of luck, and he had a bit of luck there because he was just about able to get it going again before causing problems for anybody else. I don't think there'll be a penalty for Pipo Durrani.
He didn't cause a red.
Tight for him. He didn't cause a red, no. Exactly right.
How about BMW in second? Nick Yellerly, who's been quick. In fact, actually, both drivers in that car, Conor De Filippi was quick as well in the early sessions. They've shown well. On the second row, it will be the 01 Cadillac V-Series R Sebastian Bourdais doing the time, alongside Nick Tandy, who, despite only being 0.2 seconds away from pole, I think will be disappointed not to have that Porsche Penske Motorsport 963 on the front row. Behind him, his teammate on row three, with the number 7 car, the Porsche Penske Motorsport 963, will share with Jordan Taylor, who almost had to pick that car up and carry it here to the outside of the third row. Still not seeing the pace from those Acuras.
No, we're not. And it can't be that much of a change from what we've seen last year in the BOP, because other teams have had more significant changes as far as weight gains and power lossages. So it's an interesting conundrum for sure. But I'm very impressed with Nick Yellily. Last year qualified 4th in this race. This year qualified 2nd. Means if he comes back next year, hey, Nick Yellily, looking at you for pole. But the good news is all of the cars at the front of the grid know that they're fast and know that they're competitive. So this tire advantage that we've been talking about, the way that the race played out last year, I don't think that's going to be the case for this year.
Tymon van der Helm for Porsche JDC on the inside of row 4 with Philippe Albuquerque and Wayne Taylor Racing Acura alongside him. And on the 5th row, it's the 24 BMW for Philippe Eng and Mike Rockenfeller. Quick note here from just another Tifosi at Red Rooster says, is that Park Fermi for the 31, or can they fix that before the start? They can replace the bodywork before the start of the race tomorrow, so you will see a pristine Whelan Cadillac Racing Cadillac V-Series R for Pipo Durrani. And that left-hand side at the front will look absolutely brand new. He's going to put the pole sticker on the other side so that it, well, he should stick it on another part of the car because it's going to disappear if they change the bodywork tomorrow. Earlier on, we saw Vasser Sullivan lock out the front row for GTD with their two Lexus ahead of Conquest Ferrari and Heart of Racing's Aston Martin. Jeremy Shaw, your thoughts going into the 100-minute race tomorrow evening?
Can't wait for it. That's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, clearly, there's nothing to choose between the top three manufacturers there. Acura's down a little bit, but only three-tenths or so for Jordan Taylor. Of course, won here three times, got a hat-trick back in the last decade. But, yeah, I'm excited. This is going to be a tremendous race. Pipo Durrani, though, I think he should probably buy the race director a beer tonight, because if Bo Barfield had been a bit quicker or had been a bit less lenient with that car in the wall quite heavily, wouldn't have been surprised to see a red flag.
And that would have cost him his best time. That might have bumped him. Shea, as far as GTD's concerned, what a run by Parker Thompson in the Vasser Sullivan Lexus. And there, decision to run two GTD Pro-Am cars and swap their drivers around, that's really paid off.
It has, and already Parker Thompson has jumped ahead of Frankie Montecalvo, albeit by 3 whole points in the championship, by dint of qualifying first and getting those 35 points for he and Ben Barnicot. Now, the car points will count, but they don't go towards the season-long championship, which is the number 12. So that is sort of a blot in the copybook, a tiny little blot in the copybook, but that's all right. We'll allow it for now. I can't wait to see how the two Lexuses work together off the start tomorrow.
We'll be back with our Michelin countdown to green from here on the streets at Long Beach. Between now and then, we have German Prototype Cup at 8 o'clock UK in the morning. We have the WEC FP3 in qualifying at 10 o'clock and at just after 1:30, plus the 24-hour series from Spa at 11:20 UK time. Work those out yourselves. Plenty of racing on a Super Saturday tomorrow, but make sure you do not miss all of our build-up with the countdown to green, Michelin countdown to green from here at Long Beach, and then the whole of the 100 minutes live before we go into Michelin post-race tech. Jeremy Shaw and Shay Adam joined me, John Hindhoff, in the Ford Performance Global Broadcast Center as we're celebrating 60 glorious years of the Ford Mustang. Thanks to Tim and to Johnny up in London, and to our technical team both on-site and in Concord. NASCAR production team have been working hard today. I'm John Hindhoff. Bye for now.
This program is a radio show limited production. For more, check imsaradio.com and subscribe to IMSA Radio wherever you get your podcasts.